Talking right now with one of the forwards for the Steele County Blades, Seva Banikov, out of Minsk, Belarus. Thanks for taking a couple of minutes here, and it's good to have you in Owatonna. It was an exciting weekend for the Steele County Blades. They scored a win in the Sunday game, bouncing back from a kind of a tough loss on Saturday. How did that feel for you, for the team, to go out there and beat up on a team on Sunday? It seemed pretty good.
I mean, it's been great because we had like a couple of losses, and you know, win is always exciting. You know,
you scored your first goal as a junior hockey player here for the Blades on Saturday, followed up with another one on Sunday. What happened on the play on that Saturday? You were the one that was the one goal for the Blades, so certainly a highlight for the Saturday game that was otherwise a loss. What do you remember about that play and that goal?
Well, it was like kind of lucky bounce. Just got a puck, saw an empty net, put it in. That's okay.
Can you remember your first ever goal from when you were younger, maybe, playing back home? Can you remember first goal you scored?
I get a puck like behind the net, skate around everyone, snap it top shelf. Yeah, it was a beauty.
How old were you?
Like 10, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What age did you start playing hockey?
At 6, 7 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how did you end up here in southern Minnesota? What's the path here?
Well, I always been trying to go to U.S., Canada, those kind of countries, and I found like an agent. He helped me out, so that's why I'm here.
Okay. How is hockey different, faster, different, physical? Just how does hockey compare to what you had back home to here? What are a couple of differences?
I mean, we got like bigger ices, so we don't have like physical games. Like people don't hit. Yeah, we got a couple of skilled guys. Yeah.
So more physical here in the U.S.?
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
And how do you feel about that? Do you like the physical part of the game? Are you adapting to that well?
Oh, yeah. I've been like for 2 years in Canada, so I'm kind of ready.
Okay. Did you say you played a little bit in Canada?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Okay.
Played in Ontario.
All right.
Yeah.
So a little bit of junior hockey experience. As far as getting together, you know, team chemistry and getting to know your teammates who are from all over the world, you're not the only guy from outside the U.S. How is that transition going? What do you like about that, or any challenges?
Everything's going fine. We'll get like 3 Russians, so you know. Yeah.
Is there any language issue for anybody? And as we talk right now, you're speaking English very well.
I mean,
is there any language issue with folks on the team?
We got like one kid who doesn't speak English at all, so I'm trying to help him out, translate everything. Yeah.
Okay. When you're out on the ice, then do you sometimes go back to your native language with certain guys?
Oh yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. You probably use some colorful language that way and no one knows what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
As far as the everyday grind of hockey, you're practicing every day and then play a lot of games. Are you enjoying that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, working hard every day.
Yeah. Okay. And as far as anything you miss from home, whether it's food and family and those kind of things, what do you miss from home?
Definitely food. Yeah.
What were some of your favorite foods back home?
I'm saying like a soup. Like it's the main thing in Russia. We didn't have it here. So, yeah.
Okay. And then the kind of the community, as far as Minsk, how big a town is that? What do you miss maybe about daily life or things like that, Minsk compared to Owatonna here?
I mean, Minsk is kind of a big city compared to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pretty much the same, just the size of it, just different.
Okay. And then I guess just a final note or two, when is the last time you were home?
2 months ago.
Okay, so you did, before you came here for the season.
Yeah.
And then when's the next chance that you'll get to go home?
Probably for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, Seva, I appreciate the time. Scored your first junior goal, followed up with one the next day, and good luck on the season.
Thanks.